Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Golden Moments with Ada Marie, the Golden Oracle. Ada Marie is a gifted seer, conscious medium, and healer. Growing up on a farm in Montana, she was taught intuitive sight and herbal medicine by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. She uses her natural gifts, the secret knowledge handed down through generations and her own life experience as a survivor in her work as life counsel, life coach, counselor, and spiritual teacher. And now, welcome Ada Marie.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be here today. It's a wonderful day, and it's a full moon. And, you know, a full moon brings many, many things. So I want to say that thank you to the people who called in, who had actually used some of the things we talked about, three of them, and found them to be very helpful. So they're excited about the show today. And I'm excited to be able to answer the questions for those who have a question today. It's wonderful. Oh,
that's marvelous.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's wonderful when someone responds and they've had success to try these little simple things that work. And I think it's the simpler it is, the better it works. That's my opinion.
But I agree.
Yeah. Because
you know, once you get very complicated, you get the brain involved. And this is a spiritual thing.
Right. I agree. And, you know, when spirit does its thing, it's so simple and quick and peaceful and harmonious that you can't help but realize what spirit can do for you if you just have the consciousness to be patient to wait for it. It takes
and
patience.
And we do have to do our share. We do have
mm-hmm.
to do our share.
Yes, we do.
Right.
And in fact, it is so, what our share is really quite simple, and why people would fuss about it, to me, doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So when you are asked in spirit to sit silent, be silent, and you will know when to come out of the silence, because the silence will bring you out of it. That's the question I keep getting at. Ask, how long do you sit silent? And actually, as close as I can answer that is, if you go into the silence and sit there until you actually are lifted out of it by some particular thing that happens, and it's all little different little things. Some people come out of the silence because they heard an answer, or they come out because they've heard a question, or they've come out because they had this feeling that they were okay. Now, you're not going to go in the silence and come out feeling negative, because the silence doesn't give you negativity. The silence gives you presence of mind and spirit, and it's positive. If you get anything negative when you are in that state, get rid of it. Throw it out. It's not useful. You're not going to accept it, and you are not going to go any further with it. You are going to stop immediately, get up, get a drink of water, walk around a little bit, and then go back into spirit if that's what you feel you need to do. If it isn't, just wait until the energy comes to give you another opportunity to get your answer. Answers come in more ways than one, and I'm sure that many of you who have used this form of work have found that sometimes the answers just pop up. They just come out of nowhere.
Right. You've been doing this all your life. Do you have any helpful hints to help other people, our listeners, to maybe go into the silence more easily?
Yes, one that I taught in my classes. And you can actually, it's right in your own cupboard. if you have aluminum foil in your cupboard, I had stars, silver stars I gave my students. I had bought a box full of silver stars, and I gave them a silver star, each one, and told them to look at the star silently with no thought and stay in that silence until they knew that there was nothing in their mental system except that silver in that silver star. In other words, they had no other thought for them at all. And you can do it with aluminum foil, because many of the students, after later on, as they were helping their siblings to reach that state of silence, they just cut out a square of aluminum foil and gave them the shiny part to look at. And that will do the same thing as a silver star.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
That's good. In other words, just focus and don't think. Well, the hardest thing most people tell me is they have such a hard time of not thinking. And maybe this would be helpful. When I was studying yoga, they suggested to stay with your eyes closed, and when a thought came, imagine that there's a little black hole in the middle of your between your eyebrows, and just throw that thought in there, and don't beat yourself up, don't try to say to analyze or get mad at the thought or anything, and just pop it in there.
Right.
What did you do?
Well, what I taught my students was, when we are going into the silence and we are looking at the silver, whether it's a piece of aluminum foil or an actual silver star that we used to have for the students, be still.
Uh-huh.
And if a thought comes, release the thought. Let it be gone and just concentrate on that silver. That silver will take you to that place where you can go into the silence and be and receive what you need to receive. That silence will bring it to you because you have cleared your mind of all thought and allowed the silver to bring you the answer to the things that you are wishing to know. So don't be afraid if you sit for a half hour. One lady said she sat for over 2 hours and didn't even realize that she had done it, and came out with four wonderful expressions that she has been able to use the rest of her life. Now, that was awesome that she actually could sit that long and not even realize she had done it. But she never misses her. She says, I never miss my half hour a day with the silence. And that's a wonderful thing, because a lot of little things will come to you, and I hope you have a book of shadows to write those things down, because you will use them later on. Sometimes they don't make sense when they come, but later on they do make sense because they fit someplace in your life. You see,
fantastic.
They will fit.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon?
Yes, because spirit doesn't have, and they don't have time like we do. So they give us something maybe we'll be able to use in 2 weeks.
Right, or a month, or six months down the road, you go, oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Something comes to your mind, and you go, oh, my goodness, that was a long time ago, but it worked when you used it now.
Yeah, definitely.
Because spirit has no time. Spirit is absolutely always, always positive. It doesn't come in a negative form, and it doesn't come with negative intention. So you can know when you hear something from spirit, it is true and correct. Recently, we had an experience here where the phone rang and a lady called, and while she was on the phone, something happened, and the phone went dead. And I kept saying something, and finally realized that the phone had gone dead. So I laid down the phone. I went and got another phone. It was still dead. About 30 minutes later, the phone rang. And when I picked up the phone, I said, hello. It was a man on the phone, and he said, your phone lines will be back in service at 5 o'clock.
Oh, for
just
heaven's
like
sake.
And we
isn't
had no
that
idea
funny?
That there was even anything wrong with the phones. I mean, it wasn't.
Yeah.
But we are right. I'm sitting right in the middle of three huge fires, one at the bottom of Mount Lemmon, one over on the other side, and one down on the riverside. So we are right now,
okay,
as we speak, sitting in the middle of three large fires. And that what had happened in that case, that there was the fire down at the river took out the phone line coming into Oracle,
oh,
one of the phone lines.
My goodness. Okay. Well, since we don't need any phone lines with Spirit, are they ready to answer some questions?
They are ready, and interestingly enough, before I came on the line, they said, we are prepared to assist you today. That was the answer I got when I said, are you ready? They said, we are prepared
Wonderful.
To assist you today, so we can go and see what we get.
All righty. Just a second.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Victoria?
Hi. Yes, it is.
Hi. You have
hi,
a question
thanks.
For Ada Marie?
Yes, I do. Hi, Ada.
Hi.
My question is related to love life. I just wanted to ask if you see a man named Jeff coming back into my life.
No. You said your husband?
She said a man named Josh.
Oh, and he's coming back into your life now. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, I'm
or is
asking,
that what you're asking me?
I'm asking you, yeah.
You're asking if he is coming back into your life, or what are you? Ask me that question again. You talk so fast, I didn't get the whole thing.
Do you see Jeff coming back into my life?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know when?
Pardon?
Do you know when he will come back into my life?
Do I know why?
When?
No, when he will come
okay,
back
I'm
into my life?
Within several weeks.
Okay.
I'm getting something about several weeks, something's happening.
Okay.
Does that
yeah,
make sense to you?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't spoken with him since December, so it's
right.
been a little while.
Mhm.
Do you know why he wasn't in touch with me these past months?
No, I don't, but I think he has been through an illness and has recovered. That's
okay.
the feeling I have.
That
okay. was what I was receiving, a recovery. And I didn't know if it was your recovery or his.
Mm.
So it must be his recovery.
Mhm. Yeah, I don't think it was like an illness, but more of like feeling stressed, perhaps, going through a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But you still
right.
you feel like he still cares for me?
Certainly.
Okay. And just one more thing. Do you see him moving back to Connecticut? He
yes.
lives in California. Okay. Any time frame for that?
You're asking if he's moving back from California,
mm-hmm.
right? The
yes.
answer was yes.
Okay. Do you think
you
that
can't
will be happening?
Bring, you can't put one question on top of another one because I can't.
Mm-hmm.
I have to answer the first one.
Right. Okay.
So.
Okay.
okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And you can stay on. You might find some answers in other people's questions. It's fascinating that happens that way.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, how are you?
Good. Is this Trish?
It is.
Hi, Trish.
You have it.
Hi. Ada Marie, I am looking to have a new job, a new home, and increase my finances all this year, and I was wondering what you were picking up around that.
A very positive attitude. Therefore, you will have a very lucky opportunity to do something. Be sure you look at it very carefully, and then take the one that's the most advantageous to you.
Okay, and then around moving into a new home?
Correct.
Do you have a time frame as to when that might happen?
The only thing I'm picking up is that it will happen before the snow flies. That's the only thing I'm picking up.
Okay, so you're picking up pretty much that all three happen, the move, the job, the money.
Right, simultaneously.
Okay, great. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Great. Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. My name is Shruti, and I'm also like the previous caller. I am in transition in my career. And any clarity regarding that?
Like the previous caller, you're asking about your health?
My career.
Your career.
My job.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what is your question about your job?
So I'm in transition, so when do you see me getting a new job?
Right.
And any information about it?
Well, do you have an interview set up?
I had some interviews last month, and
uh-huh.
I'm waiting for, out of three, two of them has not worked out. I'm waiting for an answer on the third one. And I've also been applying to other jobs.
Right. And you should have an answer by the end of the month.
Okay.
For that job.
For that, the last
one. Yes.
Month. And is it going to be positive?
A very positive answer for the one you are asking about.
Okay. Okay.
And
so,
what will be good will be that you will feel very good about being in that kind of a atmosphere and group position.
That is awesome. That is awesome.
Yeah, that will be really, really good for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because when I spoke in... Sorry, go ahead.
Pardon?
Please, go ahead. I did not mean to cut you off.
Oh. What I'm saying is you will feel good and your health will improve.
That's good.
You're having a problem with anxiety.
A little bit, yeah.
Yes, and it will improve immensely, but that will be a good position, and it will improve that. That anxiety will leave you.
Okay. So by the end of this month, I should hear back from them.
Before that, yeah. You should have the position by the end of the month.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
Okay.
Take care.
Thank you. Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you.
I made myself clear.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, this is Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hi. My question is, I have a housing appointment. There were some complications. I've been on housing for a long time, but I wanted to know, am I going to be able to stay in my apartment?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Ooh, that came fast.
Oh, good. That was a little scary.
that was fast.
Yeah. Okay, I want to ask you real quick, too. Do you see a relationship coming in for me? Because I've been alone so long. And it's just,
yes, and basically because you have made yourself be alone. There are several relationships around you that are pretty nice, and you just haven't given them any thought. So
yeah,
it's up to you to make a choice here.
Yeah. Well, I'm not really interested in anyone at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't met anybody that just, you know, rocks my boat, but you...
Okay.
But there might be someone new coming in, or...
Well, there's somebody around you. There's several, actually. But you have to make a choice, and you have to stand on your own ground to make it.
Okay.
I'm not going to help you make it, because you need to take that responsibility.
Yeah.
Okay?
I understand. Yes. Okay.
You just have several choices. That's your problem.
Okay.
May I add something?
Yeah,
my guides are saying look deeper and look, stop looking at the surface and look deeper into the person's character and their and their qualities that don't quite show on the surface.
Yeah, that's very important. I agree. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a very kind man that likes to travel and have fun.
Right.
Okay.
Some depth to him.
Someone that is joyous.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Mhm.
Someone that is joyous.
If he teases you, that means he's a happy person.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah.
Mhm.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much, Marie. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we need to move on a little bit because we have more people. But thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
What is your name?
Ada Marie's here for you.
Kathy, thank you. Thank you, Ada Marie. Thank you, both of you ladies. My name is Kathy.
Mm-hmm, Kathy.
Yes. I'm just so excited.
Take a deep breath.
I was wondering if these people that I submitted my work to recently, if they'll like it and we'll work together more in the future.
Yes, they like it. I think they're between themselves. They don't want to be upstaged. So your work is very good, and we're going to see if they have the wherewithal and the strength to bring somebody like you on board that is doing an excellent job and might be a little scary for them.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, maybe there's a little bit of ego involved here?
There is ego involved, yes. So we'll see if we can get around it, okay?
Okay.
Just tell them how wonderful they are. It always helps.
Yes, yeah, I do. I do like them. I feel they are a little bit friendly. Maybe it's just, like you say, a matter of time.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much, both of you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Many blessings.
Terrific. Okay, many blessings to you. Hello.
Hello.
Who are we speaking with? Yes.
Hi, my name is Wendy.
And you have a question for Ada Marie?
Yes, ma'am. I started a new job on Wednesday, and it has to do with medical insurance in a call center atmosphere. And 20 people in the class and 3 people did not have access to systems that are very critical to learn, and I was one of them. close to the second day, I asked my supervisor if I could be, if I could just restart in August. And she said no, and I told her I was concerned because at this point I was lagging behind. Anyway, she was off the next day, and then I discovered that there was a class starting on Monday for people who had not had access. So I emailed the manager and asked if I could be in that class. She did not answer me, so I asked another supervisor, and he did not get back with me. So I'm just concerned because I want to be very successful here and last several years. How is this going to work out? Are they going to let me start in the new class day after tomorrow on Monday, or are they going to keep me? What's going to happen?
They will let you start on Monday.
Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And will I be able to stay with the company for several years?
Well, 10.
Well, that would be wonderful. I'm 66 right now. My health will hold up. And my goal was really 11, but 10 is what I'd like because then maybe they'll give me a package for staying 10 years.
Right.
Mm.
You might
so
stay 11 if you choose to.
Okay. And
okay.
I've just been worried sick because I don't, I'm afraid that they might view me as the being too pushy about wanting to start over again. So are they going to be upset with me on Monday, or are they going to be nice to me?
They're going to be nice to you, but you have to stop pushing yourself. Just be
pushing.
Yourself. You're pushing.
Pushing myself?
Don't push. Just be yourself.
Don't push.
Yeah,
right.
What I'm getting is you need to go to this first supervisor and say, could you help me, please? I want so much. I love this company. Everything I've found out about it, I love it, and I really want it. And maybe I've been a little too anxious. So could you help me?
And
yeah,
you will.
I did.
Give something
did
to her,
to her
the first person. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I did speak to her on Thursday, and she was very, very adamant about not allowing me to restart in August. I did not know about this other class until after she had left for the day. Another lady told me about it because she had experienced the same issue, and they were letting her start with a few other people on Monday. And so it's just an enormous amount of pressure on me. My whole body hurts from the pressure. And because I'm 66, I don't want to be viewed as lagging behind. But if I don't have access to critical information, then of course if people are 2 days ahead of me, you know, and
okay, just go in there and pretend you've already got the job when you're talking to them so you won't
right.
be nervous.
Well, I am hired, and I'm technically in their training class, and then on Friday I was in their in my regular class again, and I did not have access to more of the systems. So corporations are quick to classify you as not a good fit or slow learning, and it's unfortunate because I've done nothing wrong. And it's so when I finally get access, then I'm brand new to it as compared to people who've been doing it for 2 days.
What are you fussing so much for? Why are you fussing so much?
Because I desperately need this job financially, and I'm 66.
And you've already got the job as long as you hold that knowing that you have it.
Okay. Well,
Just hold the knowing. You've got the job. Just hold the knowing and stop fussing.
Okay. I will.
Okay.
We're both telling you something. You need to listen. When Ada Marie speaks, gold comes out of her mouth, so listen.
Okay, I'm listening, and I love Ada Marie. I really do, and
well,
I do.
Thank you, but you can do it, okay?
Okay, and will I be happier in this class starting on Monday?
Yes.
And will my supervisor be kind?
Yes, that came fast. Yes, I guess, yes.
Okay, and so I'll be comfortable in this company, and I'll thrive?
Right.
Okay. Well, thank you, everybody. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And relax.
Have a wonderful week.
Relax.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
I'll relax. Thank you. I've worried myself sick.
Then don't. That's bad.
Hey.
That's like praying for something bad to happen. So you need to quit that.
I want to pray for only good things to happen.
There you go.
I want good things to happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, apparently I'm going to have the job for at least 10 years and potential of 11. And I'll be getting a new supervisor on Monday. And hopefully I'll be very successful and well-liked. So thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Okay. And you just go forward.
We need to move on. We have other people waiting for questions.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank
everybody.
You.
Mm-hmm. God bless.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I was wondering. I'm starting.
What's your name?
My name is Keisha.
Good.
Okay.
You have a question? Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. I'm starting on an opportunity, okay? But in the meantime, I would need a job. And I was wondering, do you see me, have I already applied for the job that will keep me until my opportunity start bringing money in?
That's your choice. So it's up to you, yes.
So I already applied for it? Because I want a part-time or whatever job to kind of keep me.
Right. That's what you said. You had the job.
So you think I already applied for it, in other words. That's what you're saying?
it appears that that's what you've done. You've already applied.
I've been applying to a whole lot of different places, but I don't have the job just yet.
Well, obviously there's one that you applied for that you hung on to or something you did that if they haven't called you, they will be calling.
Okay. All right. Do you think it's that temporary place?
Pardon?
A temporary agency.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Can I ask one more question?
Yeah. Okay.
Do you see a new love coming in my direction soon?
Well, that I can't answer exactly because your energy pattern is stuck on the job, and a relationship right now would be detrimental to the job. So
yes,
I would say it would be very detrimental. So I would say, if you want in a relationship, I would put it off until the holidays.
Christmas. All right. Got you.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds about right. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time. You guys have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
You too. Okay.
Thank you. Oh, and let me take this moment now to remind everybody that Ada Marie does accept phone calls. And is your offer for the first 15 minutes free still holding, Ada Marie?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Would you like to give your telephone number?
520-896-9510. And remember, I'm in Arizona, and I take calls between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m., 7 days a week. So if you call and get an appointment to make another call, sometimes I'm booked and I can't talk right away. See, I have to book you in to talk at a later time, and we can work that out. But it's 520-896-9510. And you get a free 15 minutes, and it's $100 an hour for a call. So you can use your 15 minutes and that'll save you $25. 520-896-9510. But have your questions written down before you call me.
There you go. How about your website?
The Golden Oracle. And you can find it on the web, AdaMarie@thegoldenoracle.com, or just thegoldenoracle.com, and go through that and see what it says. It's got quite a bit of information on it for you.
Great.
That's
and
it.
Now let's
right.
say go to our next call.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Who are we calling? Who's
my
calling,
name,
please?
My name is Joanna, and my question is, I've been involved with someone long distance for a while, and I wondered if you saw coming up that hopefully everything will work out for us to be in the same area.
You hope what?
That we
will be in the same area.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that you live in the same area?
That we will. Do you see that coming up?
It looks like you're separated because of work. Is that correct?
Yes.
Right. So that's what makes it difficult for you to be in a closer proximity.
Yes.
Are you planning on moving to be closer to each other or changing your work or what?
Yes, yes. I would be relocating.
Mhm. And you're asking if this is a good idea.
Or do you see right, do you see that coming through hopefully, you know, soon or by next year hopefully?
Well, right now it would be not a good time for you to make that change. It would,
right.
If you're going to do it, it's going to have to come either in the fall or next spring.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
That was my plan. Exactly.
Okay. That's good.
That's wonderful that you saw that. Thank you so much, ladies, and bless you and have a wonderful weekend.
You have a good weekend too, honey.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Hello.
Hello there.
Yes, who are we speaking with?
This is Janelle.
Janelle.
And I'm calling to ask a question about my work situation. It's kind of brand new. And there's a meeting coming up to redefine my role. And I was just wondering what energy you feel around that.
What's going to happen when they redefine your role?
Is it going to be a successful? Will I be happy with the results?
Yes, you will be. It'll make you feel very, very good.
Great. Is there anything... I'm sorry.
They're offering you a wonderful opportunity, and it will definitely help you and give you a sense of real value to the company.
Hmm. Is there anything I can do to define, to actually prepare for this definition? In other words, in my own self, rather than I would like to come to the table with a really good idea of what I'd like to ask for.
Okay, then this is what you do. You take a pencil and paper and sit down and start writing and be silent in your mind so that when you start writing, your purpose is to have a very good offer for the company.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then just start writing and then redo it until it looks just the way you want it. It'll come out that way.
Mm-hmm. So are you speaking
but
more
you gotta
about...
You got to do the homework yourself.
Right. Are you speaking more about automatic writing or scripting?
Well, you can do both, but if you sit down with a pen and paper, saying, "I want to write out the perfect scenario for this opportunity," then it will come in two different ways, and it will come in two different styles. So, write it out, reread it, and then fine tune it.
Awesome.
Okay.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Who's next?
Okay. I think we have sort of run out of questions here.
Oh.
Let's see, is there anyone else? No, we've had about seven different questions, people coming in, and it looks as if I think we got to everyone.
Okay.
If there is someone else that wants to ask a question, would you hit the one again so I can see you hitting the one. I think that's about it. Does Spirit have anything else they would like to talk about?
Actually, I do have something I would like to share with people. I'm hearing in the voices of these people that they are nervous or a little apprehensive, and what they have to do is hold the knowing. When they have found something that they like and want to have and to put into their life, they have to hold the knowing that this is going to be positive, it's going to be successful, it's going to be easy to work with, and it's going to pay them a good salary. Now, they have to hold that knowing. That knowing is what is important. The position, once they found it, they have to hold the knowing that it holds all of these qualities. And when I say hold the knowing, not wish, not want, not wonder, but know that it's going to fill all of these things that you are desiring to have in your life. And maybe the best thing to do is to sit down and write out that list of knowing what you actually are expecting to do and what you are expecting to give and how long you are going to work in that one company. Now, if you can live there 8 years, 10 years, 15 years in a company, then you are solid. Actually, 5 years will make you very solid, and 10 years will tenure you. So always look to the fact that the people you're going to work with are going to be wonderful people. They're going to be easy to work with and nice as friends. And there's going to be no backbiting or selfishness in the group. And you will have a wonderful, wonderful work. Now, there are people I know in certain companies. They've been working together for 27 years, this lady said. Then one of them become ill and passed away. And a new person came in. And the new person was totally the opposite. They were selfish and self-serving, and so some of them took them out to lunch. I don't know how it's come out yet because I haven't heard the rest of the story, but I do know that when people have worked together a long time and they've all been close and happy and loving with each other, it's very hard to have a new person come in and be totally the opposite. So, but
yes,
I'm praying
it really
for her.
Is.
Yeah, it is. So I'm praying that they can talk to this lady and bring her around and make her understand that everybody is harmonious and loving and they care for each other.
I'm going to check with one more person, see if I missed someone here.
Okay.
Hello, did you get a chance to ask your question?
Yes, I did, but if there's time
available,
I would like to ask a different question.
Okay.
Thank you so much for the gift. So my other question is regarding romance. Do you see anything new coming in?
Now give your name again, please.
Oh, my name is Shruti.
Okay, and you're asking about a romance?
Yes.
Okay.
Is anything new coming in?
Actually, I'll tell you what I'm seeing, because it's kind of, it isn't directly where you're going, but there is a romance, a very wonderful one, within the proximity of where you are working.
Oh, okay, so new job and then new romance also coming in at around the same time, huh?
Yes.
Interesting.
It'll be very gentle and understanding and easy to talk to.
That's exactly what I'm looking for. A friend first and growing from that. So that's perfect. That's exactly what I was looking for. So thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you for your gift.
That's okay. Thank you.
Take care.
Okay, and you know what I would like to talk about, if you don't mind?
Okay.
I would like to talk about the spa service that you have.
The what? Which service?
Your spa.
Oh,
your spa.
Well, I do have a spa, a retreat spa, and people can come and spend 3 days. And at the end of 3 days, they usually have gotten healthy and they've gotten positive and their worst problems have disappeared. So that's what happens. When you come to do a 3-day retreat, a spa, you work just you, one-on-one. I work with you one-on-one for 3 days. And at the end of 3, people don't want to leave. That's my biggest problem, is to get them to leave at the end of the 3rd day. They want just one more day. And so if they come, they have to be prepared that at the end of the 3rd day, they're going to go home because they want to stay. I usually don't have time. I'm booked so tight that I don't have time to let them have that extra day. So the last 3 people I booked them one, I left 4 days so that they would be here 3 days, not have one empty day. And if it's a real necessity, I'll let them stay that one extra day. But basically, they need to go home, and they can always return at another time. The spa that I have gives them their food and lodging and all the material that they need to take home with them in one price. And that price for the spa...
And then this is in Oracle, Arizona?
Yeah, it is in Oracle. It's a very quiet and peaceful area, and it is absolutely... Right now, we're between 3 different big fires, but basically when the fires are out and we're back to our normal days, it's very quiet here. And a lot of people find it to be extremely too quiet, and they don't understand how we can live up here without cars buzzing by. Buzzing by, noise going on.
Sometimes the quiet is deafening, huh?
Yeah, it is deafening. But what it does is it quiets our nervous system, and when their nervous system quiets down and we've had a day to talk, when they're ready to go home at the end of the 3rd day, they usually want to stay one more day. It's always that way. They want that one more day of total silence and peace. And that means that they have acquired some very good healing in the process, because if they weren't healed somewhat, they wouldn't want to stay. Right?
Absolutely.
See, and they want to, do we have to leave tonight? Can we just stay one more day? So what I've done is, for myself, I've only booked, like, I'll book 3 days, I'll hold two. One is that extra day if they have to stay, and another day is for me to clean up everything and get ready for another person. That's why I'm
recuperating
so
yourself, huh?
I'm recuperating on that other day, and that's why I'm booked so tight, you know. They can call.
Sure.
We're booked into, goodness sakes, we've got bookings clear into October. And so now when people call, I try to work around what time they have. And and it's very nice. It's very nice to be able to help them help themselves. And the people who have come here with really major problems, before the first day is over, those problems have gone into the dust, and we're working on what the real thing is, what they really need to know. So it's been wonderful. I mean, just to see them pop up and a smile on their face, and it's wonderful. And a three-day retreat here, my spa is $2,500, and that means pick you up at the airport, bring you home, you stay here, you have your food, your lodging, and all your material that you need to take home, take you back to the airport, put you back on the plane. No charge from the time I pick you up until we take you to the airport. When you get back on that plane to go home, all of it's taken care of on that $2,500. So
now,
you're welcome.
Now, this is sort of a mountain retreat.
Well, we are in the mountains. We are in the quiet area. We are north of Tucson. And we are north of Tucson, and they come to Tucson, and then we are 75 miles from the airport. So we are north of Tucson in a mountain area. We are at the bottom of Mount Lemmon. And Mount Lemmon is a very big mountain here, and we're at the bottom of Mount Lemmon. So there's wonderful paths to walk on for people who are able to walk. We also have a two-bedroom guest house. So when people, some people have to come with a caretaker, you know, and there's an extra bedroom for the caretaker to stay right here on the property in the house with the person. And they can stay, and they receive everything that they have need of, food and lodging and whatever it is that we can do for the caretaker, because the caretaker really needs as much attention as a person. I feel that the caretaker is, you know, they're angels, literally. Caretakers are angels, and they need to be treated like angels, and they need to be given as much assistance as the person that is here for assistance. So you have the choice of, you know, bringing your caretaker, and that's part of what we do. The only extra charge is for animals. I really rather not have any animals, and I do charge for taking animals. So if they bring an animal, that is a charge extra. Other than that, a three-day retreat is $2,500, and you have to pay in advance so that I'm sure that you're going to be here. Anyway, I don't know what else to say.
It requires a commitment, a real commitment.
Right.
I mean, you don't take people that just have a whim to come.
No, I don't. I take people who are committed to be healthy, to be happy, and to be wealthy if they choose to work that hard.
Very good.
So, yes. And I work with them, you know. I work with them every day with them.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we work until the night. I had one lady who was here a few years ago. She got here at, I picked her up at the airport at 6 o'clock in the morning. We came up home. We had something to eat. We went to the guest house. The next morning, I said to her, "What time is it?" I looked outside. It was kind of daylight. She says, "It's 20 minutes to 6. I said, "You realize we've been up 24 hours? "Oh, no," she said, I've been up 38 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
But she said, I'm happy. And I said, "Well, I think we better take a break here and eat some breakfast and you can go to bed." So I came in and made waffles and eggs and toast, or waffles and eggs and fruit.
Mm-hmm.
She went to bed. She slept all day. So that was good. I did too. But we're on their schedule.
When you're working with spirit, sometimes you have nourishment and energy that it's hard.
Yeah, that you don't know you have. We don't have a time schedule of any kind. Whatever they need, whatever we do, is going to fit their schedule. So, they brought a lady here in a wheelchair. She walked out of here 3 days later and left the wheelchair here. So the first thing she did, which scared the living Jesus out of me, she wheeled her wheelchair to the bathroom door. And now I'm behind that thing. I didn't wheel it. She wheeled it there with her, how they wheel those chairs. She got out of that chair and walked over to the commode. And I'm standing behind the chair with my mouth hanging open. And she looked at me and smiled and she said, "You told me I could do it, and I can." I didn't expect her to do it the same day in the morning.
Uh-huh.
I didn't expect that. There was 10 minutes to go, and here she was out of that chair walking. And I couldn't believe it. All I had done was work on her feet, in the chair.
Oh, okay.
I do reflexology, and I found the nerve that was stopping her from walking, and we worked on it. And she got in that chair. She was in that chair, and she got out of it and walked over. I was in shock. So I've learned to be in shock and behave myself, because I have to shut up when they take over.
You've got to turn shock into delight.
Right. So, but, it's up to them. I mean, it's their life. They want to walk, they're going to walk. And I was in a wheelchair many years ago, and they said I would never walk. I had my back hurt. Well, honey, mm-hmm. I don't only walk, I can run. So
there you go.
That's many years ago. The doctor said, you'll have to get used to this, because this is how you'll go through life. And I looked up at him and I said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "Honey, you're back." I said, "Doctor, mm-hmm. I got a good back. It'll heal and I'll walk." And I did. I never went back to
there
see
you
him.
Go. Mm-hmm.
I went home and said to my grandma, "Grandma, help me. I got to walk." And she did. And I walked perfectly fine.
That's great.
So, it's in your mind. Your mind can fix anything. You just have to learn how to use it. And that's what I teach. And people see good results
and
with themselves.
There's nothing in the world that's as valuable as faith.
That's
right. What you believe, you can do.
That's right. You are the healer. You are the teacher. You are the person who is in charge of your being totally. All this non-go here, go there, finish, that's ridiculous. You have no idea how many people have walked out of here and gone on to their life and many years ago, and you know, I can't tell you how many wonderful people that I've helped, and they took care of themselves and continued to take care of themselves. And I have just been so proud of them, and many of them are in their 80s and 90s now, and they came to me in their 50s, and they lived a full life after that. So as far as I'm concerned, you can do it if you want to do it. The tools are with you if you know how to use them.
That brings to me to the point where I believe you have a healing circle that you work with people regularly every month.
Yes, I do. And the healing circle is on the phone. They join the circle, and then whenever they have a question, they have a right to call and get an answer to their question. And then we do special for some people who really have spent a long time in a wheelchair and they're ready to get out, because they got to be ready to get out before they're going to really do something for themselves. And,
sure.
When they're ready to get out, they'll do what they need to do to get out. And I work on their feet and get those nerves and those feet working. And that's it. That's the healing.
Okay, but you can't exactly do that
pills. No, nothing like that.
But you can't exactly do that over the phone, but you can talk them
through. No, I can't do it over the phone. They have to come here. Yes, they do. Mm-hmm. And they can come here for 3 days. I charge $2,500 for 3 days. And those are intense.
Right.
So if they don't want to get well, don't come. Because those three days are very intense. And a lot of people walk out of here the end of the first night. They just get out of that wheelchair and walk to the door. And I always hold my breath that they're going to fall down or not. But I don't say a word. I just pray hard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and that's another thing. I believe you have a prayer in your prayer circle. You pray for people regularly?
I do. Regularly, honey. I have right now 1,600 people on the prayer list night and morning. Start at 4 a.m. And I'm in bed by 7 at night, because later today I will start praying. And when I do, I don't answer the phone. The phone calls go on the line, and I talk to them later or the next day.
Okay. All right.
So because those healings are real. I mean, they're just as real as a glass of water, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I've given myself to do that for people. And so because I'm happy that I can, I've healed myself. And anybody who heals himself can heal. It's a, you know, physician, heal thyself. It says so in the Bible. And it means
absolutely.
It. So.
Well, you know, the only true healing, the only true permanent healing, is self-healing, and
right.
They have to take the energy and the counseling and everything you give to them, and heal themselves.
Well, if they use it, there's three simple steps in taking the healing that I give them, and they use those healing steps for the rest of their life, they'll never be sick again. There's people that are in their 80s, and they still do those three simple steps every day, and they're still cooking, doing fine. And, you know, that's what counts, that they are responsible, and they know it, and they take care of themselves. And it's
fantastic.
Just,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. So that's a wonderful thing.
Oh my goodness, to help someone heal themselves, that's a wonderful experience, don't you think?
Do you know what it is? It's like a gift. I feel that I've received a gift when somebody calls me up and says, guess what? I'm gonna go hiking in the mountains. You are? Yep. Yes, but we're not gonna go to the top of Mount Everest. We're just gonna go hiking in the mountains. We're taking a weekend and going away, and I'm excited to go. And that, what that means to me is this person a year before that was in a wheelchair, knew they were never going to go anywhere. And here they are now saying, Ada, I want you to know we're going to hike in the mountains. And now here, the people that have worked here and live in Arizona go to the White Mountains. But the people that are on the East Coast, they go to other mountains. I don't know anything about them, but they, they really do want to get out and walk, and that's an important thing to strengthen those muscles.
Yes, it is. It definitely
so
is.
So I'm happy to get those calls. They leave me messages, and I just say a silent prayer when I get the message that these people are really working with everything they were given. They're using it, and that's a good thing. That's a good feeling.
It sure is.
Yeah.
Sure is. Well, do you have any last thoughts, anything that you'd like people to take away from them today, from today's visit?
Well, what I would like people to do is to take a look in the mirror, tap their temples and say, I am in perfect health, 10 times, morning and night. They would be surprised how quick a lot of little ticks that they got would disappear. You know, lady had psoriasis when she came. After tapping her temples for 6 weeks, she didn't have psoriasis. It was gone. And they had given her medicine and all kinds of crap. But she healed herself because she knew if she did it, it would work. And she did it. So that being said, anything you've got wrong with you, if you really want to be healed, and look in the mirror. Be good to yourself. Tap your temples and say, I am in perfect health, perfect health, perfect health. 10 times in the morning and 10 times at night. Try it. You'll like it. Okay?
That's marvelous. That's a wonderful gift that you can leave people with.
Well,
and
I hope that they do
for
it.
For me, this has been a joy hosting the show. This is Mary Blake. And I would like to just say we always end with love and light.
That's right. Love and light surrounds you, and it surrounds everything around you. God bless.
And
bye-bye.
Thanks again. See you next week. Bye.
Right. Bye-bye.